The message series we're in is called Equilibrium. Equilibrium. Crazy title and a crazy series I came up with. I always do a family series between Mother's Day and Father's Day. Mother's Day to Father's Day. Thinking about the family, thinking about relationships, thinking about, you know, finances in the family, things around the family. So today we're in a series called Equilibrium, finding the what? Balance in what? Family. Finding the balance in family. Last week we looked at New Balance. It was Mother's Day. And a new sheriff came to town, Jesus Christ. And he brought women, affirmation, and value. And he took it on the chin because the culture in which he came, women were basically nothing. But that's not how he treated women. Of all major religions, all of them, and not just from a theological standpoint, but from Wikipedia or history, just go look. Of all major religions, the one and only founder, the only one who treated women with respect and affirmed them was Jesus Christ, period. So ladies, if there's no other reason to follow Jesus, that'd be one right there. Amen? So we talked about that last week. Today, moving the family series forward. Equilibrium. What is it? What is equilibrium? Now, you aren't going to sleep on me, are you? Because I'm sick. I should be asleep. If you go to sleep today, I'm going to get mad at you. You know what I'm saying? I'll come out there and cough on you. All right. Equilibrium. What is it? It's the condition of a system in which all competing influences are what? In a wide variety of contexts. Equilibrium. Mental and emotional what? Balance. That's what it's talking about. So, it's all about what? Balance. So let's look at it. Let's push this thing forward a little bit today. Today's message is called Relative Balance. I know it sounds sort of psycho, doesn't it? Relative balance. All right. Here we go. How can I have balance in my relationships? How can I have balance with my relatives? How can I have balance with everybody? In my relationships, how can I see everyone as relevant and they matter? And how can I reach out to people in my relationships? We're going to talk about relationships today. So important inside the context of family and in life in general. How can I be my very what? Help me now, church. How can I be my very what? Best. B-E-S-T. How can I be my best in my personal relationships? How can I do that? How can I be my very what? In relating to other people. How can I be my best? That's what we're going to talk about today. How can I have balance and blessing inside of my relationships? The balance of best. B-E-S-T. This isn't the message, but if you would have been here for the first service today, I gave a message on best. You might want to go online and get that. Okay? How can I be my best in my relationships? And I broke that word down, B-E-S-T, bless. If you want to be your best in your relationships, bless others. Speak up, not down. Say that with me. Speak what? Up, not what? Down. Number two, edify. The word edify means build up, not tear down. Number three, if you want to be your best, sacrifice. Give up. Give up. Don't always be a taker. Inside of your relationship. And number four, touch. Step up. Don't pull back from people. So that's just a little something we talked about this morning, but how can I be my best? How can I do that? How can I bless and edify and sacrifice and touch? How can I do that? I want to be my best in my personal relationships. I want to be my best in relating to other people. How can I do that? That's what I'm talking about today. That's our message today. Amen? Don't you think we can all do better? Say. Our relationships, isn't that something we want to be good at? You know what I'm saying? And this isn't going to fly. Well, I'm just that way. I'm just not good with people. Well, you live on a planet with people. It's all about who? People. It's all about people. Jesus Christ came to save people. We exist as Fellowship Church because of who? people.
I don't want to have an organization. If I just want to be an organization, I'll go to the Rotary Club or something. I want to be in something that's changing lives, that's reaching people, that's touching lives, that's making a difference. It's all about the who. People. It always is. You need to think like that. It's all about people. It's not about taking from people. It's about investing in people. It's about caring for people and loving people. If you want to have a fulfilled life, you need to have some relative balance. Let's talk about it. We're going somewhere. Relative balance. Let's learn about relationships today. And anyway, something I feel pretty good about. And I'd like to share it with you today. How can I be my best in my relationships? How can I be my best in my personal relationships? How can I be my best in relating to other people? How can I be my best? 4 points today. Are y'all awake? Don't go sleep on me. Number one, say it with me. I must be what? One more time. I must be what? If you're closing your mind to me right now, well, I can't. Hey, coach, the boys on the football team said they can't. It ain't going to fly, is it, buddy? Ain't going to fly. Okay? You've got to be teachable. You've got to be willing to be taught how to have a better relationship and be better at relating to other people. It's all about the people. It's all about the people in your family. But do people other than just your family matter, yes or no? Absolutely. You can't have unbalanced affection. You can't just think only your family matters. You're not put on this planet just for your family. You're put on this planet for people and to bless people, to touch people, and to care for people in your community. But you've got to be taught. You've got to be willing to be teachable. Let's talk about it. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, this verse particularly, and be not what? Conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your, hello, that you might prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and fellowship of His suffering, being made what? Conformable unto His death. Here's the point. In relationships, if we're going to have relative balance, if we're going to be our best in our personal relationships and relating to others, we've got to be teachable. You've got to know I can learn. Say that with me. I can what? I can learn. I can learn. I can learn. I can do better. I can be better. I can do this. I can have good relationships. I can be good with people. I can see this happen in my life. You can't say, I can't do that. I can't be like that. And not only because of maybe your upbringing, it could be your pain. You've had pain. You've been made to believe you're no good in your relationships. Are you hearing me or not? I'm just no good. I can't do this. That's bull crap. Excuse me. You listening to me today? I know I'm not nice up here. I'm sick. Forgive me. All right, listen to me. Listen. I can learn, man. Somebody who's been a pain in the rear their whole life, you don't have to keep being a pain like that. Causing problems, trouble. Oh, Uncle Freddy's here now. It's all bad now. What? Come on. You can learn, man. You can learn to have better relationships. But you got to be teachable. I can what? Conform to the image of Christ. I can have my mind renewed. So often it can be our upbringing. It can be our own just personality. A lot of times we're just bent a certain way, molded a certain way, and then the pain, you know, and we just, that's who we are, we think. You can change. You can change. And that's beautiful. And you're not alone. You have the power of the Holy Spirit to help you. You've got God's Word. Amen. Say. And at the end of the day, you've got a Savior who loves you. He died for you. Who cares for you. who's rooting for you. The Bible says he's seated at the right hand of God, the Father, making intercession for you. You can do this. You got to think that way. That's number one. Amen. So if I'm going to be my best in my relationships, if I'm going to speak up, and if I'm going to build up people, if I'm going to give up to people, and I'm going to reach out and touch people, man, I've got to know I can do this. You can't shut me down right off the beginning of the message today. You got to know, man, I can do this. Amen? So I must be what? Teachable. It's amazing, and I keep going back to Coach over here, but I'm sure over the years, in athletics especially, I know I have, I've seen kids who didn't think they could do anything. But once you teach them. I was so proud of Lucas the other night, quarterback. Lucas last year was a little bit smaller than you are now, son. And I watched him get thrown around a little bit. But the other night, he didn't get thrown around. He had confidence, stronger, better. We can be that way in our relationships, but it's going to take some work. You hearing me today? So don't think you can't have better relationships. Yes, you can. Keep looking. So, number one, I must be teachable. Number two, if I'm going to have the best personal relationships, if I'm going to have the best when it comes to relating to others, I must be what? Vulnerable. Well, I just don't like to be that way. You know? I don't like to take risk. If you're going to be your best in your relationships, you're going to have to learn to take risk. Say that with me. I'm going to have to learn to take... One more time. I'm going to have to learn to take... One more time. I'm going to have to learn to take... Okay? Well, I'll be your friend if you'll be my friend. I'll be your friend if you don't hurt me. Well, unfortunately, you live on planet Earth where people hurt people. So if you're going to isolate yourself and never allow yourself to just try, you're going to be hurting. You know, you're really going to be hurting because you're going to be alone. Okay, you've got to be vulnerable. Jesus Christ came into His own, the Bible says, and His what? Own received Him what? Not. But He came. And He died a ransom for many. Jesus said, if any man will sue you in court and take away your coat, let him have your what? Cloak also. And whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him how many? Two. If you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? In relationships, there's got to be vulnerability. Okay? Now, what do I mean? I can lose. I can lose. You need to know that. In relationships, there's a chance you're going to lose. I'm sorry. And that loss hurts. And so you can say, it hurts so bad, I lost. And you can stop, and many people do. That marks them for the rest of their life. They become isolated, alone, never willing to trust again. Or you can say, I'm willing to trust again. Are you hearing me today? I'm willing to lose. I'm willing to push the chips to the table. I'm willing to give it my all. I'm willing to try. I'd rather try and maybe succeed than not try and know that I'm not going to make it. Are you hearing me? Vulnerability. I can get out of my comfort zone in relationships. And so many times we're so guarded. Say guarded with me. Guarded. We're so guarded. And there's not balance. Man, we're talking about relative balance. This, what I'm trying to teach you today is this is a good way to live your life, man. But we're so guarded, we don't want to be vulnerable. Well, that's not balance. It's not balance to just have one person's being vulnerable and you're not. Did you hear me or not? You see what I'm saying? We get all the ducks in a row and they just all got to line up and the stars and everything. That is not reality. I've said it for years, especially in marriage. Marriage is 100-100. It ain't 50-50. It's you giving your all.
And if the other person gives their all, good. If they don't give their all, that's life. You do what you can do. You be vulnerable. You push forward. Amen. That's if you want to be your best. You can continue to stay in your hurt, your pain. I've said it many times, people don't move forward because they can't get over their past. You got to push out. Amen. So you must be what? Teachable, and you must be what? If you want to be your best. Now, you can just sail along in life not being your best. You can be mediocre your whole life. Your relationships can be pitiful. Or you can make the decision, I want to be my very best when it comes to relating to other people, when it comes to my personal relationships. Well, if so, you're going to need to be teachable. You're going to be vulnerable. Number three, you need to be, I must be, help me on this one. Come on, I must be what? Approachable. We're talking about being my best in relationships, personally and just in relating to people in general. I must be approachable. Well, I could talk about this all day. All right, but let me just keep going with the message. It'd be better if I stay focused. Just look who came to Jesus. Now, Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Okay? He could call fire down. He could, whatever. If he was approachable, you're not any more high and mighty than he. You understand? If people could come to the Son of the living God, they ought to be able to come to you. Amen. Humble yourself. Get down off that high thing you've been sitting on. And be approachable and relatable to people. The religious came to Jesus. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, the Bible says. The same did what? Came to Jesus by night. So the religious could come to Jesus. We're just making a little case here. Keep moving. Who came to Jesus? Outcast. Can outcast come to you? Then comes a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that you, being a Jew, seek a drink of me? I'm a woman of Samaria. The Jews don't have any dealings with us. But Jesus was what? Approachable. Are you hearing me today? Have I lost you? He was approachable. You can be approachable. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Be conformed, not to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your what? The mind. Having the mind of Christ. I can be approachable. He was. Crooks came to him. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, crooked man, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was very rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the press because he was a short guy, little stature. Okay, but crooks, he's a crooked man. Even the crooked could come to Jesus. Amen? He related to all kinds of people. Jesus did. Sinners came to him. Behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, most likely a prostitute. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, began to wash his feet with tears, did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. And when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, speaking of Jesus, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman that is that touches him, for she is a what? Sinner. What's the point? Jesus was approachable. You can be approachable. Okay? Now, what am I talking about? I can, say it with me, lean, not learn. Look at the screen. I can what? One more time. I can what? All right? In personal relationships, in relating to other people, be approachable. Let your persona, who you are, the way you handle yourself, your words, actions, etc., lean in toward people. Not this way. We can be this way, guys. Listen. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know? We're the salt of the earth, the Bible says. But if the salt's lost its savor, it's good for nothing to be cast under the feet of men, to be trampled. We've got to be people that lean in. Does that make any sense to you? I didn't know how to write it. I just put it that way. I can lean. I can lean in. I can take that first step. I can move into somebody's space. I can be approachable because I don't have this standoffish thing. And listen, you might say, that's just the way I am. Listen to me now. You might say, I just look this way. You got this PO'd look on your face all the time. But I love Jesus. Well, we sure can't tell it. You see what I'm saying? Well, it's not my fault people can't approach me. Yes, it is. It's your fault. And you can only change you. We can't change you. You listening? Be approachable. Lean in toward people. That's why here at Fellowship, man, why do we hug your neck? Why are we out here like this? That's what we want to be. We want to be a church that reaches out, loves, touches, encourages, hugs. Well, I don't like that. That ain't what I'm used to. Well, get used to it. We want people, when they come here, they leave here thinking, wow, those were awesome people. They were loving people. They were good people. They were kind people. That's the way you should be every day in your life. Amen? How can I have the best relationships? How can I be my best in my personal relationships? Be teachable, be vulnerable, be approachable. Lean into people. Convey care and concern to other people. Convey care and concern to other people. When they see you and they get to know you, they know you care. They know I'm concerned about them. This is balance, guys. Amen? It ought to be that way in our marriage relationship. Our kids ought to know that we care. They care. You know, they matter to us. Friends in our life ought to know that. Be approachable. Last thing. In relating to others, I'm sorry, approachable. In relating to others, people can see it and they can smell it. So you've got to do more than just say that with me. People can see it and people can smell it. So you've got to do more than just tell it. Who said that? I did. I'm hoping I'll be famous one day. You know what I'm saying? Listen. They can see it, man. They can see if you're leaning into it. They can see if you care. They can smell it, man. Oh, but I care. No, you don't. It's not showing up on your face. It's not showing up in who you are. I'm just not seeing it. You understand? This is God's will for your life. What I'm telling you, this is God's will. This is God's best for you. Not to be set in your way. To be willing to change, to conform, to be better in my relationships. The last one is this. And I'm going to spend a little more time on this one. I know, you're like, you already spent a lot of time. Here we go. Number four, I must be what? Sort of like approachable, but a little bit different. I'm just expanding it just a little bit. I must be what? Readable. Now, this is if I'm going to be my best in my personal relationships, if I'm going to be best in relating to other people, if I'm going to have relative balance, I must be readable. And I got a few little statements I want to make. Number one, I can work on my face. I can work on my face. And you know what? I'm not talking about makeup. Because that's so often what we do. We just make things up, don't we? Wouldn't it be nice if what shows on your face, wouldn't it be nice if it was really real? Wouldn't it be nice if you get to the place what's showing on your face is a brightness and it's not made up?
Wouldn't that be nice? Readable. Countenance. Countenance. Your countenance. How can you improve your countenance? A lot of ways. A lot of it's just the way you think. Now listen to me. Hang on. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, say it with me. Think on these things. Those things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace will be with you. It's amazing. You can work on your face. If people are going to be able to read that you care, if people are going to be able to read that they matter to you, it's going to show through the gateway. This is the gateway of everything, your face. Did you know that? Say. That's the gate. That's the thing everybody sees, your face. You understand? You got to work on your face. You got to say that. You got to say, Lord, I want to work on my face. I want to be a person who shows a brightness and a cheerfulness and a countenance that people can see in me. It'll be drawn to me. But it's not made up. It ain't phony. It's something from the inside. It's something that, it's a let this mind be in you which also in Christ. It's a mindset. It's conforming to the image of Christ. Countenance. 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice evermore. Don't expect to show a happy countenance when you're playing the victim all the time. You understand? On your worst day, you live in the greatest nation on the planet. And you're so much more blessed than anybody else in this world. All right? And I'm not going to feel sorry for you. If you want to just look like that all the time. Okay? Hey, I know bad stuff happens. I've had it happen to me. Think about this. Rejoice! Show up on your face if you start doing that. How about this one? Pray without ceasing. Why not be? I'm not talking about being spooky spiritual. I'm just talking about being in a spirit of prayer. I'm talking about when you go to the beach, you look at that and go, man, God's an awesome God, isn't He? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Just thanking Him for stuff. You know, instead of focusing on the negative and, oh boy, I got it bad, this happened to me. We're sick of it. I won't hear it no more. You hearing me today? I can't understand why my relationships are so bad. It's because you poor mouthing all the time. And it's showing up on your face. In everything, give what? For this is the what? This is the will of God concerning. This is the will of God, Christ Jesus, concerning you. Did you know God's will for my life is for me to be thankful? Anytime I pour mouth, that's not God's will for my life. Anytime I'm playing the victim. And guys, I'm going to tell you something. You're out of whack. Your balance is all screwy. You think you're good in relationships and you're not. You think you know how to do it and you don't. We're getting mixed messages here. There's not relative balance. Is that making sense? Look at that, verse 19. Quench not the what? The Spirit. It's amazing when you have a good spirit. How inviting that is to other people when they can see a good spirit in you. You understand what I'm saying? So they can see that good spirit. All right? And of course, we're thinking the Holy Spirit as well, but we're also talking about just the human spirit. You know? We can have a good spirit, man. That's a good thing. So I can work on my face. How about this one? We're talking about being readable. I can watch my what? Do I have problems with a lot of this stuff? Yes. Yes, I have a problem. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, you clapping up there. That's funny. Amen, amen, amen. I can watch my mouth. If I'm going to be readable, I've got to watch my mouth. My what?
So my countenance, but also my what? So the way I look, but also my conversation. Who's a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conscience his works with meekness and wisdom. Be not deceived. Evil, say it with me. Communications corrupt what? What comes out of our mouth is corrupting in our relationships. So often, if we're not watching our mouth, watching our words, watch what we say in our personal relationships, no wonder they're all screwed. Okay? You got to watch your mouth. Okay? Did we get that one? That's pretty easy, ain't it? Easy to do. Easy to understand. Because they hear it. They hear it. We say things, but then we, oh, but I love you. No, you don't. Why do you say what you say? I care about you while I'm not hearing it. I'm not seeing it on your face, and I'm not hearing it out of your mouth. Not just in our personal relationships, but in people in the community, at our businesses. Number three, I can reach out and touch. So I can work on my face, I can watch my mouth. And number three, I can reach out and touch. So we looked at countenance and we looked at conversation. The third C is what? Contact. Contact. Now, I could give you all kinds of scriptures, but I'm not going to take the time. Jesus touched people, and he put himself in a place, in places where people could touch him. Would you say that with me? Jesus touched people, and he put himself in places where people could touch him. If you don't have balance in your relationship, in your relationships personally, and in people in general, you got to be able to reach out and touch people. You can't be isolated. Put yourself out there. Touch people. I can show and tell it. Okay? So, you got to put yourself out there. You got to contact. You got to touch. You got to reach out. And there's just something about touch. Did you know touching is part of the early church? That's what they did. They greeted each other with a holy kiss. Is that what the Bible says? Absolutely it says it. Last week I got more kisses from women than I've ever gotten in this church. When I gave that Ghirardelli chocolate bar out. Do what? That's probably why I'm sick. Yeah, that's what Roger said. That's funny. Hey, if getting kisses from the ladies make me sick, I'll be sick then. Amen, amen. Anyway, touching. It's a good thing. Shaking hands, hugging necks. That's, you know, if you just say, I'm not like that, Pastor. I don't like to do that. I'm just trying to say something. You need to do that. You need to start doing that. I mean, you can't make stuff up, but at the same time, you need to realize this is a little bit of a lacking in your life. You understand? And then compassion. Showing and telling love. Showing love. Readable. Readable from your face, from your words, from your touch, and then from your love. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Say it with me. Thou shalt love your as your... Do you think people ought to be able to see we love them? Say. They'll see it on our face. That's the gateway. They'll hear it out of our mouth. And they'll also see it in our touch. You think it's a good thing to go over to your neighbor and stick out a hand and say, how you doing? Say. You think it's all right to maybe get to know your neighbors a little bit and hug them around the neck sometime? You think that's okay? Yes or no? Sure it is. It's a good thing. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You love God. We say it at fellowship like this. We love Jesus and we love people. Because guess what? Because everything hangs on those two things. We love Jesus. We love people. Nothing that we'll ever face cannot be done properly and correctly if those two things are done. Amen? I'm almost done. I must be readable. My face, my mouth, and my touch equals my what? One more time. Get this down. My face, my mouth, and my touch equal my real love. Now listen, if you get these out of whack, Or if you're lacking in any area here, you're going to really be suffering in your relationships. Because a lot of times, we look like we're PO'd, we're not saying the right thing, yet, especially in marriage, fellas, we want sex. See how that works? But it also works in all other kinds of relationships as well. I don't understand why they don't like me. I don't understand why. I told them I like them. Your face ain't showing it. Your body language, your touch. You're not really showing real love. Do you see how that's all got to be together? I call it relative balance. Relative balance. There must be my face, my mouth, and my touch are going to equal my actions. We're talking about the family and relationships, and you know, if you're here for the first time, you might say, "Oh my gosh, does he preach like this all the time?" No, but I do this during from Mother's Day to Father's Day. I focus on this kind of stuff. My countenance, my conversation, and my contact equal my what? Say it with me. My countenance, my conversation, and my equal my compassion. Relative balance. If you want to know, Pastor, what is relative balance? And me and Raj, we're putting this together this week, and we thought, my goodness, we might have made up something. We come up with the title, Relative Balance, and then I try to put a message together. And I think I've discovered what relative balance really is. It's my countenance, my conversation, and my contact equal my compassion. That's being balanced in my relationships. Does that make sense? My face, my mouth, and my touch equal my actions. Relative balance. Everybody's relevant. The equilibrium of relative balance. And we're almost done. We're going to go ahead and finish right real quick. Just a little bit of a review. How can I be my best in my personal relationships and relating to others? Say it with me. Be. I can learn and I can conform. Number two. Be. I can lose. I can get out of my comfort zone. Three, B. I can lean. I can convey care and concern to others. Number four, B. I can love. My face, my mouth, and my touch equal my actions or real love. We call it relative balance. Amen. Equilibrium. Let's praise the Lord for His Word today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good Word today.